All right, everybody, we have some absolutely chilling breaking news to report on today. Greg Bovino, number one enemy of anybody who appreciates human dignity and democracy, and the former commander at large for Donald Trump's ICE up until about 4 or 5 months ago, has announced that he may be seeking the presidency in 2028. This may be the most deranged bid for presidency since, I don't know, Donald Trump's, maybe even RFK Jr.'s bid, to think of even more recent history. But I want to walk you through some of the updates with Bovino, ICE, and his deranged view on immigration in America. I mean, let's waste no time and just jump in. Greg Bovino made this long post announcing his, basically, run. And in this post, I want to point to one specific number that he lists before we even jump into the entire post. He says, "My one and only priority is deporting the 106 million illegals who are here." That's it. And I want you to think about this number, 106 million illegals who are here. That would be almost a third of the population of the country, illegal immigrants. Is he just schizophrenic and viewing things on the streets that aren't there? Well, no. He's counting all immigrants who are here and even the family members of immigrants here legally, people who are born here via birthright citizenship, people who at the same time are working towards their citizenship or are here on work visas. So this 106 million number is derived from a few things. Approximately 85.7 million people in the United States are of immigrant origin, meaning they are either foreign-born immigrants or native-born citizens with at least one immigrant parent. This demographic accounts for about one quarter of the U.S. population. On top of that, he thinks there are about 20 million illegal immigrants here who came under solely under Biden. That's what he calls them. Illegal immigrants came under Biden. So this number in total gives you the Greg Bovino figure of 106 million people that he wants to deport. These are my family members. I have family members who are direct immigrants who moved here from Syria. I mean, my dad is the son of his father who moved here from Syria. I have family members who have worked towards a better life for the people around them and in their community, have become physicians, doctors, heart surgeons, dentists in the Muslim community back in Indiana where I grew up. Greg Bovino wants to deport these people. We already have a physician shortage in the United States, and 28% of our physicians are immigrants. It's a true stat. You can look it up right now. So let's break down this absolutely Nazi rhetoric coming from Greg Bovino. That is not a word I use lightly, especially in the YouTube algorithm. I'm not someone who's throwing around the most inflammatory words. This actually describes Greg Bovino's stated ideology. So if you appreciate this, make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe, and let's just start with some broad updates about ICE. So GOPLs on Twitter says, "ICE announces it will no longer report the deaths of recently released detainees. This comes after the deaths of recently released detainees surge to a 2-decade high. People are being detained. They're being abused, starved, beaten, tortured. You can name whatever word you want. And then they're released and they die very shortly after. I mean, we even have reports of people dying in ICE prisons due to being choked, due to starvation, due to awful conditions. It's disgusting. And this is due to people like Greg Bovino. He no longer works at ICE or the Border Patrol, but he was somebody who led the way with the most disgusting rhetoric after Alex Preddy died, after Rene Good died. When Alex Preddy died, legally carrying a gun, was shot in the back 6, 7, 8 times, Greg Bovino was right out there after that, lying about the situation. This is not a president. This is quite literally a Nazi.
During this operation, an individual approached U.S. Border Patrol agents with a 9mm semi-automatic handgun. The agents attempted to disarm the individual, but he violently resisted. Fearing for his life and the lives and safety of fellow officers, a Border Patrol agent fired defensive shots. Medics on the scene immediately delivered medical aid to the subject, but the subject was pronounced dead at the scene. The suspect also had 2 loaded magazines and no accessible ID.
This is a disgusting form of lying. These people will strip away every form of human dignity, individual rights, or, you know, liberalism that we have in our society. Liberalism in the egalitarian meaning. I'm not talking radical left liberalism, as Republicans say. I'm talking about the ability to express yourself, the ability to even carry a gun, the ability to have individual rights across the country. Greg Bovino does not want that. So let's go back here. Let's go back to all the ICE news. This proves they don't want that. They are no longer releasing the deaths of recently released detainees. Florida had to shut down Alligator Alcatraz after $1 billion was wasted and human rights abuses were exposed. Senate Republicans are now voting to stop all investigations into ICE civil rights abuses. They don't want you to have civil rights in this manner. This brings me to the News Nation post that says the following. Former Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino launched a committee to explore a 2028 presidential run. News Nation has confirmed. Bovino, who retired in March after nearly 30 years, was the face of the Trump administration's illegal immigration crackdown. He tells News Nation he will move forward with a formal campaign if it all comes together. Greg Bovino then responded and confirmed these rumors. He said, quote, News Nation is reporting I'm exploring a run for president in 2028. Here's the truth. My one and only priority is deporting the 106 million illegals who are here. That's it. The grassroots support I'm seeing tells me the polls are completely wrong. If I'm getting this much energy, it's probably because 90% of the country wants mass deportations and the media just isn't asking the right questions. Dog, you had to step down from your position because everything you were doing was so unpopular. Kristi Noem, not long after, was fired from her position because everything she was doing was unpopular. Trump has essentially entirely reeled back from his immigration message after his approval rating on every issue across the board, including both interior and exterior immigration, has plummeted. I don't know why he's acting like the American people want mass deportations. In 2024, Donald Trump lied to the American people about the economy, about his intentions with war, and people voted due to angst, due to a lot of reasons, right? Now, the pendulum has swung so far back that people are ready for a common sense immigration platform. If you're an immigrant who wants to come over to America and you are a net taxpayer who loves the country and wants to become a part of the country and assimilate, you should be allowed to do so in a manner that isn't brutal or rigorous. And you should be able to do so without ICE violating the civil rights of a bunch of people. If you're an immigrant who's going to come over here and you have a massive criminal history and you've murdered people and you're trying to do bad things, every group is going to have a small percentage of people who are, you know, have ill intentions, then yeah, we should weed these people out. We should vet these people and make sure that they're not able to come over in an easy manner. It's that simple. If you love America and you want to help America, come over here, become a doctor, become a physician, build a business like my grandpa from Syria. If you don't, then go find another country. Do not immigrate over here if you're going to commit crime. We can say this without Greg Bovino wanting to deport 106 million people. Disgusting rhetoric coming from Greg Bovino. This is a Nazi who worked in the Trump administration along with a bunch of other people. Paul Ingracia, who works at the GSA, appointed by Trump, said he had a Nazi streak. A Nazi streak, said Paul Ingracia. We had a state senator who I believe had a swastika in the background of one of his videos, and then he blamed it on a staffer. These people need to get out of our government. It is despicable. I'm going to leave it there. Remember, tonight I will be on CNN News Night with Abby Phillip. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video, and peace out.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.